This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wait for it. Wait for it, Todd. You're gonna hear the rumble of the K-Fire Studios in Bismarck. Do you remember this from the past years? When the steam whistle kicks off the parade? Is it all coming back to you now?
Here we are,
ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Yeah, I can't understand what that guy's saying, to save my soul. This whistle? One long, one short. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, now,
so far, a little disappointing. Fine, folks, we're back on the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion Tour today on What's On Your Mind. We're in Rolog, Minnesota for this big event, Labor Day weekend, every year for a long time. That's right, it goes through Labor Day, and fun for all ages, that's for sure. Free even for kids 14 and under. And great food, great fun, a lot to see. Been telling you all about it today on the program, and it's been kind of fun. So enjoying that a great deal. Invite you to join us on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number locally at 258-0550. We're doing a Congressman Kevin Cramer Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program for the entire hour. So your questions and comments are welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Jimmy in Bismarck's been waiting, and I'm not sure this is a question for Congressman Cramer, so I'll go there first, and then we'll get the Talk Radio Town Hall going. Jimmy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, it's Jamie, not Jimmy.
Got it. Daniel must have heard Jimmy.
Okay. Yeah, I was asking about having people on your show for guests, but we got the race here for the Burley County Sheriff. It's Nolan Canright against Kelly Rear Naked Leaving. And the reason I call him Rear Naked Leaving is because there's a case report from Nelson County that he choked out his nephew. He was bowed up and he couldn't control his temper and choked the kid out and he had medical problems. But I want you to have him on there to answer for these allegations. I've had it emailed to me from people, and I've seen a thing on it on the Minuteman blog. They had a whole story on it.
I've actually got them coming up at a future Cape Air Cafe. So
good. I want you to have
there. You go. There you go.
And what?
I will promise this. Before November, well, a few of those races, you know, sheriff's races are one we get questioned about once in a while. There's an interesting one, to say the least, in McKenzie County. There is, of course, a few others as well. So we'll make sure we do that. But for this one, Todd, the radio god, has you covered on the K-Fire Cafe. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, probably wondering what the steam whistles are all about in the background. First time we've ever done a talk radio town hall with steam whistles, but we thought we'd spice it up a little bit to kick off the Labor Day weekend. What do you say?
It sounds perfect to me. I actually love the whole idea because as I think back on my last 5.5-6 years of doing this with you, Scotty, the tremendous benefit I get out of it comes from, as I like to say, Realville or Normalville, real people doing real things, and it doesn't get much more real than the Steam Threshers reunion, and we have them, as you know, throughout the Midwest, and it's a great way to educate and illustrate to younger people how difficult farming used to be and how difficult it continues to be, but look at how much more productive we are. Still pretty cool. It's a pretty great remembrance of the pioneers that came here and broke the sod the first time and grew that grain and started feeding the world. Pretty neat.
All right. We had a few questions come in before the hour began, and we welcome others now at 258-0550. That would be the local number, 701-258-0550. If you want to ask Congressman Kevin Cramer anything, call in. All you'll Daniel will answer the phone. He'll ask for your name, where you're calling from, and that's it. All right, and you'll be on the board and ready to go to ask a question. Todd, we had a question last hour, as I recall, that I said I would make sure I ask that, and now I'm not sure where I wrote that down, but I'm sure your stellar memory, I won't need to write it down because you'll have it. But here's a text one. Kevin Cramer ran an ad that said Heidi Heitkamp voted 88% of the time with President Obama. He failed to say she voted 54% of the time with President Trump. Please ask Congressman Cramer what his voting record is with President Obama.
I don't recall what my voting record was with President Obama. And the reason I don't, I mean, it's never been interesting to me. The only thing that's ever mattered to me is what's my voting record with the people of North Dakota. And I can tell you this much: if you voted with Barack Obama 88% of the time, there's a lot of those votes that weren't in sync with the values of the people of North Dakota. So I just don't compare myself to presidents. I compare myself to what the people of North Dakota want, like lower taxes and less regulation, and lower healthcare premiums, more access to healthcare, secure borders, strong law and order. Oppose the Iran nuclear deal, which just about seemed pretty obvious at the time, but seems crazier today that anybody would have supported the Iran nuclear deal. So the issues aren't about what a president supports; it's about what the people of North Dakota want. So I don't keep track. I don't keep a score with how often they vote with presidents.
And of those votes, when you say, okay, you know, Heidi Heitkamp votes with President Trump 55% of the time or whatever the number is, that's really too generic or vague to tell me anything, isn't it? I mean, in other words, if I vote on the naming of a post office, or if I vote on some mundane thing versus, how will you vote on Brett Kavanaugh? How will you vote, as you say, on the Iran deal? How did you vote on the tax deal? I mean, there's really, a core group of votes that are the really important ones on the issues, aren't there?
There's no question. There is a core. But there are a lot of things we vote on. I'll just give you an example. Here's a couple of things I can tell you about how I vote with my colleagues. In my time in Congress, I've co-sponsored 120 bills that were introduced by Democrats. So, there's so much talk these days about not being, about being bipartisan or being independent. But I've also co-sponsored 815 bills with Democrats. The problem with those kinds of statistics, I think it's you can keep track of them, but what matters is what's in the bills, not who sponsored them, who introduced them, who co-sponsors them, what position the president took on those bills. But it's also not very interesting to Fox News or MSNBC or pretty much anybody else in the media when you work together. It's just those things that where you're on opposite sides that seem to get a lot of coverage. But yes, Scott, back to your point, there are core basic things that are really, really important, that are really, really big, that really define the difference between political philosophies and will illustrate whether you're looking out for the people you represent or whether you're looking out for your party leadership. And those are things like the opportunity to have the largest tax cuts in the history of our country, and to put more than $2,000 on average into every North Dakotan's bank account. So those are the big issues that we look out for. Those are the things I keep track of. Not how often I vote with the president. I'd vote with Barack Obama 100% of the time if he'd be right 100% of the time.
Karen in Fargo, your question for Congressman Cramer. You're next. Go ahead.
Did you say Karen?
I did, yep.
Okay. Please explain the NAFTA agreement with Mexico.
Please explain the NAFTA agreement with Mexico. Okay. So NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement that was passed way back in the 90s when Bill Clinton was president of the United States, is a trilateral trade agreement between Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And at that time, of course, there was not a single vote in from North Dakota's congressional delegation for NAFTA. Interesting as it seems, it's just when you look at the history, it's fascinating to me. But it's been outdated. Of course, it doesn't include a lot of other things that in current times that were weren't there, of course, in the early 90s. Things like, for example, intellectual property and digital technology, things like that. So there was a real need to modernize it. But there's also some other issues with it relating to agriculture and manufacturing and the ability of Canada to put tariffs on that we can't put on, things like that. It was largely unfair to the United States, but we made a lot of concessions to have this trade agreement. Now, fast forward, Donald Trump runs for president, says, I'm going to tear up NAFTA, or we're going to get out of NAFTA, or at the very least, we're going to fix NAFTA. And he engages in a trilateral renegotiation, which Canada and Mexico, of course, joined in on because, you know, they don't want to lose the United States. I mean, the United States has an economy that's 10 times larger than is Canada's. So after negotiations went on for quite a while with the three countries, Canada, you know, sort of tried to play leverage that they don't have. And so the president said, and his ambassador, Lighthizer, will go it alone with Mexico first and go bilateral. And so they did and came up with an agreement late last week. And then Canada quickly joined early this week, and they are in the final hours of wrapping it up. Now, I could go into a couple of the details.
Hold that thought, if you would, though. We'll do it on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Question every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. We're live at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. And some of these beauties have been around as long as our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. 110 years they've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, as a matter of fact. And I always encourage people to go to their website, hatandsons.com, especially if you're worried about the bottom line in your business. And you're watching that closely, and you're seeing trends you don't like, to say, what am I going to do different? How can I shake this up a little bit? One way to do it is to do it like 600 folks have done throughout the Northern Plains and have them at H.A. Thompson & Sons maintain your mechanical heating and cooling systems. They maintain it. They replace it when it's needed. And you have certainty on that bottom line. HATandSons.com or call them at 223-3393. So you were finishing your answer to Karen about where we're at on that.
So they're hoping even that today Canada could wrap up with the United States, and then if that's the case, by the end of today, or at least within the next hours or days, the president could provide the new agreement to Congress. Here are a couple of the outstanding issues with Canada, Karen, that might be of interest to people, because Canada, Mexico, and the United States did get a lot of work done prior to Mexico and the United States going bilateral. So we don't want to imply that somehow Canada wasn't cooperative. They weren't in it. They were for a long time. But then as things got more intense, Canada sort of stepped aside. U.S. and Mexico went to work. There's this little thing you're going to hear from time to time from the experts. They call it Chapter 19, which is it's a dispute resolution mechanism that has always been a problem for the United States as it relates to dumping, anti-dumping, and other types of tariffs, things that an industry sees a problem with the country, and they want to be able to, a country wants to be able to retaliate, if you will, or put up some sort of a anti-dumping wall. And the biggest, most recent issue that the United States has had with dumping from Canada relates to highly subsidized timber or lumber from Canada. Canada wants to maintain the Chapter 19 resolution dispute resolution language, which allows for a committee, bilateral, trilateral committee, to sort of arbitrate these issues. The United States does not. I think what they're getting to now down the stretch is that maybe they allow the anti-dumping, reforms, if you will, but not the dispute resolution. And I'm just speaking from what I'm picking up from people I talk to. So that's one of the bigger ones, the dispute resolution. The other big issue, you guys, is the president wants a 5-year sunset clause on the agreement. In other words, every 5 years you have to renew it and all three parties have to agree to it. I'm not a big fan of that. I don't think 5 years is a very long time particularly for large infrastructure investments, things like that. They seem to have come a long ways on the automobile rules of origin, however, that'll be very good for manufacturing in the North American continent. You're going to see automobiles are thinking, hey, should this all hold up, where automobiles in the United States, Mexico, Canada will be largely North American products as opposed to shipping in a bunch of products from overseas and assembling them here. So those are a few of the outstanding issues. The dairy issue is still big up, with Canada. Canada's dairy industry has played really hardball, although it does sound like now the Canadian negotiators are starting to give a little bit on the dairy front. They have a supply management system that they use and huge tariffs on U.S. dairy that comes into Canada. And you could see where there'd be a pretty big conflict, obviously, if they're doing supply management. We're putting a lot of, we want to sell our product into their country. So I think looks like they're coming to at least aiming towards some sort of a compromise there. Those are the big outstanding issues that I'm aware of with Canada. But Canada's got additional incentive as a result of Mexico and the United States coming to the table and wrapping things up. So, I'm quite confident. Everything I've heard and talked to, I talked to the president just yesterday, and I'm pretty confident that the NAFTA is going to get wrapped up here shortly. And I don't know how dramatic the changes will be, Karen, but they won't. It'll be a better trade agreement than it was before.
Good luck with Canada.
Yeah, they're tough, aren't they? Yeah.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate the call very much. I heard you say you talked to the president yesterday. Can you tell us more about your talk with him? Why did you talk to the president?
Well, it's I never really get over it. You know, he called yesterday and just wanted to say hi and talk. And of course, he's coming to Fargo next week. And but he's checking on, you know, how's August going and all that stuff. And so we, you know, we just have a really good visit whenever he calls. And he does a lot of the talking. No, should be a surprise. He's got a lot on his mind and a lot to say. And he called from Indiana. Actually, he was in Indiana, as you know. He had a rally last evening with my for my friend Mike Braun, who's the Senate candidate running against Joe Donnelly over there. So you know, he's in one of those moods, and he picked up the phone and gave me a holler, and it was just, it's always fun to visit with him. He's very encouraging to me all the time, and I'm grateful for his support. But I also never want to miss the opportunity to talk a little bit about what's really important, and the best politics is good policy.
As you mentioned, the president is coming a week from today in Fargo. Somebody earlier asked us about why Fargo and why not Bismarck, and you know, there's always the location questions. Talk a little bit about the event. What's the event about next Friday?
So yeah, the next Friday's event is to raise money for my campaign, and as you know, we've had pretty successful fundraising, but my opponent has been stockpiling cash for 5 years, and I've been running for re-election every 2 years, and that's not a complaint. I think that's to my benefit. So I think it's part of why I'm doing well, is because you know, I stay very connected as a member of the People's House, but nonetheless, campaigns cost a lot of money, particularly when Chuck Schumer's political action committee is pouring several million dollars into North Dakota to try to defeat me. So he's going to come and help me raise money, and the location had more to do, or at least as much to do, with the fact that the Air Force One is just not able to land at the Bismarck Airport. They've looked at Bismarck, and so far they just can't land there. There's the runway's under construction, so hopefully that gets done before later in the fall, when I expect the president will come back and do another, at least one more public rally on my behalf. But this trip is all about raising money for my reelection campaign, or my election campaign. So he's going to be in Fargo. I don't know how long. I don't even know what time of the day yet. Yeah, he's going to be there. I just know it's Fargo next Friday, and we're working on getting people to come to the event. It's going very well.
All right. Question from a texter. Got a few texts piling up here. Please ask Congressman Kramer his take on the proposed 30,000 hog operation west of Devil's Lake. It's within smelling distance of Graham's Island State Park, and dump sites are adjacent to the lake itself. With the water table very high in the area, it's very possible for the runoff to contaminate an extremely valuable money generator for the area and the state.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously above my pay grade. That's not a federal issue. I'm somewhat familiar with the project, because people have brought to my attention, people that support it, people who don't. But here's what my confidence, frankly, is in the state health department and the regulators at the county and state level who have the jurisdiction over an operation like that. I don't know what the situation is or the standing is right now, but I have great confidence in the state of North Dakota and their ability to regulate it properly and to make the right determination on permitting it.
More on this Talk Radio Town Hall after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tributes about to begin in two U.S. cities, one in the capital city for a political icon, one in the Motor City to remember a music legend. First in Washington, lawmakers and dignitaries are arriving at the U.S. Capitol, where they'll honor the late Senator John McCain, who lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda today. Congressional leaders to host a formal ceremony before the rotunda is open to the public. Vice President Pence is to make remarks. President Trump wasn't invited. In Detroit, Aretha Franklin's funeral is about to get started. A star-studded event featuring Stevie Wonder, Faith Hill, and others in performance. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee sang of Franklin.
She was always there when someone needed her because she understood that the struggle had to go on for us to be free. Thank you, Aretha.
And this is USA Radio News.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express Kitchen Electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion in Wallog, Minnesota. It goes through Monday, Labor Day. And there's a whole lot to love here, from train rides on the big 353 locomotive to the miniature railroad to the giant working steam engines, a lot of them. Shovels, too, steam shovels. Big, huge ones doing some great work. Antique gas engines, steam carousel rides, horsepower plowing, tractor pulls. I mean, they have the blacksmith, the foundry, the sawmills, the pioneer living exhibits, and a whole lot more. This year, by the way, the home-built agriculture equipment and the Galloway gas engines. And they also have the very first Steiger tractor ever built here. It normally is at Bonanzaville, but they've loaned it to the folks here for this fine event. So that's kind of nice as well. Come by and see us. Rollog, Minnesota, today. If you find us by the admin building, we'll give you some tickets to give to friends and family so they can come join the fun as well. Let's see here. Texter Cell tells us, Congressman Kramer, during the 2016 election, there was talk of eliminating some of the federal agencies like the EPA and the Department of Education. Are we on the way with eliminating these agencies or downsizing them?
Well, certainly on the downsizing side, that's already taken place. In fact, some people have been critical because you know, the president himself hasn't filled a lot of the political appointments in some of these agencies because he's, you know, he's just so efficiency oriented. They've also offered up, you know, a package of reorganizations in several of the agencies, which would make them more efficient, consolidate various divisions. And of course, there's the other big news, which is USDA. Sonny Perdue at USDA has started the process of moving some of the agencies within the USDA out of Washington and more into the, closer to the consumer, if you will, of the various things that they use, such as ag economics. And that's why, you know, both Senator Hovind and I have put a strong word in for Fargo and specifically North Dakota State University. John has put together a working group made up with the local development. They're headed up by the Local Development Corporation, EDC, there in Fargo, Cass County. And I tried to make a pitch for a couple of those agencies at Fargo. So, yes, a lot of that is happening. And, you know, eliminating agencies, I think, is proven to be more difficult, perhaps, than the one-time CEO, Donald Trump, thought it would be, and his frustration is obvious, and it's appropriate. So, anyway, you know, the good news is that there's progress being made. The bad news is it's never as fast as we'd like it to be.
All right, let's go next to Fargo, where Rich has a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. By the way, the number 258-0550-701, 258-0550, or text your questions to Todd at 701-226-8503, or text him to me at 701-367-2054. Okay, Rich, Fargo, go ahead for Congressman Cramer. Are you there, Rich? Rich, can you hear us?
Hello.
Sound like Rich is... Yeah, go ahead, Rich.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Rich.
Hi there.
Hi. Congressman Cramer, at one time I called you Kevin.
Please do. Please do. It's so much... It's so less confusing.
Okay. I
love
it. I knew you many years ago.
Thank you.
But anyway, I got to thinking here the other day. I was wondering if... And I shouldn't probably use that word, but when you are elected to Senate, will you support or will you try to get a new leader in the Senate?
So, Rich, I sense in your question the frustration that a lot of people have felt for Leader McConnell, and. You know, he is somebody who I think is pretty wedded to the traditions of the United States Senate. I don't think there's any question about that. There are a lot of us that would like to see some changes made to how the Senate does business, particularly to the rules that require 60 votes just to have a vote and then another 60 votes to pass things. And it's something the founders never had in mind. And I just strongly support changing those rules, whether Senator McConnell is the leader or not. We need to change some of those rules and make the Senate work again. Now, that said, I will give Mitch tremendous credit this year. The Senate's been more productive than it's been in at least a decade. Certainly under Democratic leadership, it's been much more productive, and he's been able to help the president. For example, he's helped the president set a record for the most appellate court judges appointed and confirmed, which is, of course, the biggest multi-generational change that the United States Senate can make, and that is confirming judges, and including appellate judges, and of course Supreme Court justices. The one thing I think we all have to applaud Mitch McConnell for is not so much for what he did, but for what he didn't do. Remember, when there was a vacancy, when after Justice Alito Justice Scalia tragically passed away and left that vacancy of a conservative giant on the Supreme Court under Barack Obama, it was Mitch McConnell who said, we will not have a confirmation vote under this president. We will wait till the next one. And thank God for that, or we wouldn't have Neil Gorsuch. We would have had a Democrat. So you've got to give him credit where credit is due, and he's used the rules to the advantage of our philosophy, and appropriately so. That said, I share your frustration with the slowness with which the Senate operates. I will also tell you, though, I've talked to the president about this, and he, in fact, when I congratulated the president in January on setting the record for the one-year record for appellate court confirmations, the first thing he says, you have to thank Mitch McConnell for that. So, you know, it's sometimes I get frustrated with him. At other times, I think he's underappreciated. But I'm going to work hard with my colleagues on changing some of those rules, Rich. And by the way, I might also say there are a lot of us that feel the same way. There are a lot of the newer members, Cory Gardner, Steve Daines, James Langford, a former House member, a colleague of mine, all of these guys are. But he's from Oklahoma. He has already started the process of having discussions on how we could change the rules to make the Senate work again. I think they're sitting at something like 800 bills that the House has passed that the Senate's not acted on.
Well, I think that's important what you're talking about, without question. And he has done some good things, but we need to move things along a little bit the president is doing, rather than at the snail's pace that it goes. It seems like nothing gets brought up that should really be brought up in the Senate.
You know, I'm glad you brought this up, because Scott, I think this is good. This is good discussion for your audience, because, you know, some people applaud the Senate for being so slow. You know, the founders sort of had that in mind, but But they certainly, I don't believe, ever had in mind the idea that it would take two-thirds vote or 60 votes to pass things. And I think what's happened because of the snail's pace and because of the 60-vote margin, that voters themselves don't get to see the benefits or the consequences of their elections. In other words, if you're protecting voters, the argument, let me back up. The argument is often made that if we had a simple majority vote on everything, think of the bad policies that would have passed in history. To which I say, if bad policies are passed, then the people can see the consequences of their elections, and you're going to have better members of Congress. You'll have better senators if people aren't protected from their bad decisions at the ballot box. So I trust the electorate a lot more, probably because I talk to them so much. But I'm with Rich on this. We need to hurry things along and not make it so darn difficult to make big, important changes.
Well, I think one of the reasons Rich has the question is because he saw the pace of things, pre-Trump moved along and
right.
Now post-Trump, right? So I think it's the case of getting the Congress on board with, the level of change and speed necessary to fix the mess and, drain the swamp as the president has. So, I mean, it's hard not to be frustrated. You feel, I tell everybody, look what they've accomplished. I mean, look, just take a long list there and say, okay, what would you have changed about this? Not much. Not much at all. Pretty amazing. Thanks, thanks, Rich. Appreciate
thanks,
the call.
Rich.
Dana and Judd, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi, Dana.
I have a two-part, one's a question and then a comment, but I want to know if the CRP provisions on the permanent easement have been trashed. And then as far as Canada goes, our fine neighbors to the north, they feel so safe that they really don't even need a military because they live beside us.
Yeah.
So I hope they're taking that into consideration and they can come to the table and make an agreement that unite with us so that we can work on the other foreign countries across the ocean and get a better deal for both us and them.
Boy, great points. Okay, with regard to the CRP permanent easement, I don't know if it's out yet or not. I'll know more on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week when the conference committee is meeting on Wednesday. In fact, it brings up a good point. I'll inquire about that with Chairman Conway. He and Chairman Roberts, as well as ranking members Peterson and Stabenow, had a meeting earlier this week, and so I'll find out what the status of that is. I do worry a little bit about it, Dana, because Debbie Stabenow, that's the leading Democrat on the committee in the Senate, this is her kind of thing. She loves these kind of permanent easements, anything that allows the federal government to take over control of more of your land. But it is a really, really awful, really awful idea to have a permanent CRP permanent easement. We've got to get rid of it. Nobody that I've talked to thinks it was a good idea. Nobody in North Dakota that is. With regard to Canada, you raised some really good points, particularly about other countries, because one of the criticisms of the president's trade policy or strategy has been that he took on too many things all at once. And there's, I don't mind telling you, I've had my own anxieties about all of that. However, what we've seen happen as a result, for example, of the steel tariffs on China, steel and aluminum, is that China has been dumping on other countries rather than the United States. So they've been dumping on Canada. They've been dumping on throughout Europe. And guess what? The European Union and Canada have said, whoa, wait, stop right there. And they've put up their own barriers. And they are starting to isolate China. And so our allies have actually come on board as a result of the president's very aggressive trade strategies with China and the other countries. So hopefully you're right. Canada is still a very, very important and good neighbor. While they are one-tenth roughly, or maybe even a little less than one-tenth of our economy, they're still an important part of our economy. We need a strong Canada. So hopefully they can, get to resolution quickly and get on board. Again, everything I'm hearing and reading today looks favorable. Canada is, you're right, we're the military might that protects them, but they also participate. I don't want to sell them short. We're part of a North American contingency called NORCOM that Canada participates in. They have aircraft and pilots and military personnel that stand with ours in combat. So, not as big as the United States, but still an important partner, and we want to make sure we get to it. right. Resolution, a good place.
Thanks, Dana. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
At whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there is a solution with MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, North Dakota, Mineral Tracker is one-of-a-kind technology that is revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial. Call 833-842-2924. Go to MineralTracker.com or email info@RoyaltyMatters.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion. In a moment, we're going to catch up with Eric Nelson. Eric's grandfather, one of those that founded this show, as a matter of fact. There's so much family history here. A lot of people come, so it's really kind of neat. Last few minutes of our Talk Radio Town Hall, the weekly event, Friday this week, with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and your questions and or comments. Don in Carrington has a question for Congressman Cramer. Go up, Don.
Hey, guys. Hi, Don. Are you there? Yes. I can't hear you guys.
We hear you loud and clear, Don. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, question is, I was told that if Democrats do take over the House or Senate, that the trucks will see a possible increase in their insurance back to the $4.2 million thing. And I just wanted to know about that. And by the way, Congressman Bailey and Cooper, enjoyed meeting you at the fair. So I can't hear you guys, so I'll talk to you later.
No, that was very nice. Thank you. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the specific issue that Don raised regarding raising the increases or increasing again if Democrats take control of. Did he say a specific tax? Did he say a truck stack tax? I was having a hard time.
I said
time
to raise it. It sounded like insurance limits on truckers.
Oh, insurance. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That could very well be. I'm not familiar with that claim, but we could sure check into it for Don.
Texter says, Heidi's commercial about not leaving veterans behind. Mr. Kramer needs a commercial showing how Heidi and the Democrats almost destroyed the military in 8 years.
Well, we do talk a little bit about that, of course, in some of our ads. In fact, we had a pretty strong veterans ad that ran for quite a while. But you're exactly right. The writer's right that for about 10 years, really, our military was neglected and salaries weren't raised. And so now we have actually passed legislation under President Trump that provides the largest pay increase for our military in a decade. So we're grateful for that. Not to mention, by the way, just rebuilding the military with appropriate armaments and weapon systems and aircraft and ships. And we're falling far behind, and we need to get caught back up because the greatest military in the world is the one that's so strong that nobody dares take it on. And but same with our veterans. This president, I mean, he's been remarkable for veterans. I was honored to be, in fact, at the White House not long ago, earlier this summer, for the passage of the Veterans Missions Act. And he just wants to provide a lot more flexibility and a lot more resources for our veterans and for their care. So it's why he's so strongly supported by veterans. And I look forward to continuing that work in the Senate if people allow me.
Should see this tractor that just came by from Tower City, North Dakota, from the Erickson Farms. Oh, my God. There's some doozies here. It's so fun. Let me see. I just have time for one more text, and there are so many here. What are we going to do? When elected, is Mr. Kramer going to still have a radio talk hall and town hall meetings in the Senate? Keep up the good work.
No, absolutely I will. I can't wait to be able to do the same exact thing I'm doing right now as the United States Senator. The only thing that will change will be the title. And I'll prefer Kevin. So absolutely. In fact, I hope to be able to even do more of it. You have a little more of a little different pace in the Senate, of course, but I would very much look forward to that. You know, the guy that really is the master of town halls in the Senate is Chuck Grassley, one of the oldest members of the United States Senate. He has 99 counties in his state of Iowa, and he does town halls in every single one of them every term. So it's a high standard that he set for the Senate, and I want to try to use the radio and Coffee with Kramer as well.
I know you have an event in moments accepting the endorsement of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, so we'll let you get off to that and chat with you next week.
All right, Scotty. Thank you. Thanks for accommodating the Friday versus Wednesday.
Absolutely. Congressman Kevin Kramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall with us today on the floor. As earlier, Eric Nelson is here. Eric is... got a long family history of this particular show. How many of these have you come to, Eric?
Well, I was born in 61 in July, so I assume I was here in October of 61, so 57.
As an infant.
Yes. It's kind of a Nelson tradition is you are born and then you become a lifetime member of Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers. In fact, my granddaughter, I was on the board when, or not my granddaughter, my daughter was born, and she was a couple days old, and I brought her up to the meeting and got her membership and went. I was part of, I think I was on the board at that time instead of the, and it's a Nelson tradition.
That's neat. And how did that start in your family?
Well, actually, the thrashing run my grandfather and his brothers had ended in 1940, and they put the steam engine away, the thrashing machine away, put in a shed back behind my grandpa's implement dealership in Rolog. And in 1946, after World War II, they had the itch to play with steam again. And so when all the cousins got home from the war, They had a Saturday down at the home farm just on the North Place here. We still, it's still in the Nelson name. My mother lives there right now. And they steamed up to Gar Scott in the 40-inch case separator. And my grandpa had traded in a Minnesota binder that he'd sold 2 years earlier before the war. And then, you know, everybody, we lost all the help during the war. So the combines, he sold combines, and that replaced the thrashing machine. So they brought that out. They cut some grain, and they thrashed. And that went till 1954, one weekend, one day a month or a year in October. And in 1954, they incorporated. And that building right there, the concession stand that we're sitting right next to, is actually the very first building that was ever built here.
It's amazing. It's a sight to behold. I encourage folks to come out. You can come out through Monday, Labor Day. Real quick, any favorites this year?
The homemade equipment, my word, is Dennis Peterson done a wonderful job. And it's amazing how many big pieces of equipment were built in eastern North Dakota to accommodate the farming.
No kidding. A lot of good ingenuity there. Come check it out. Thanks. Good to see you.
Yep. Thank you.
More.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.